A new online tool is giving Ohioans a closer look at felony crime and sentencing trends in their communities. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has unveiled a statewide dashboard featuring a decade of felony arrest and sentencing data from all 88 counties. In Stark County, more than 16,300 people were linked to over 27,500 felony incidents since 2017. The most common violent felony offenses were domestic violence, felonious assault, aggravated burglary, and robbery. The database is available on the Attorney General's website. A woman is facing her second drunken driving offense after an arrest in Canton Township. 35-year-old Kristen Eagle of East Sparta was taken into custody and charged with endangering children and OVI. She allegedly was under the influence of alcohol and drugs during a Saturday morning crash in the 1200 block of Trump Avenue Northeast. Her 10-year-old daughter was in the back seat. Eagle pled guilty in April to similar charges stemming from a May 2025 drunk driving crash in Pike Township that seriously injured her daughter. She pled not guilty to the new charges today in Canton Municipal Court. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for June 17th. A Massillon woman accused of assaulting her grandfather is facing multiple charges. 28-year-old Sierra Daniels is charged with felonious assault and domestic violence after Canton police allege she reportedly struck the man with a glass mug during a May 29th incident, causing lacerations. She also faces charges of obstructing official business, resisting arrest, and failing to disclose personal information after police say she gave a false name and fled during a Saturday welfare check before being taken into custody. Daniels was arrested and pled not guilty today during arraignment in Canton Municipal Court. A Canton man is expected in court after being arrested Friday on charges in connection with a May 31st incident in the city. 47-year-old Bradley Mason is charged with domestic violence and felonious assault. Police allege Mason assaulted his live-in partner and mother of his child and also stabbed a man multiple times. He is scheduled to be arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. A man accused of stabbing an elderly Kent woman has pleaded guilty to attempted murder and cruelty to a companion animal in Portage County Common Pleas Court. In exchange for Friday's plea, prosecutors dismissed two counts of felonious assault and one count of possessing criminal tools. Authorities say 23-year-old Michael Lemons of Kent stabbed the woman multiple times in July 2025 and also injured her dog. Sentencing will follow a pre-sentence investigation. A new Waterford man has pleaded not guilty to kidnapping and other charges stemming from the alleged abduction of a woman from a Columbiana daycare parking lot. 48-year-old Jason Hartsaw entered the plea Friday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say he forced the woman into the back of his truck at gunpoint outside Small Wonders Daycare in April and took her to a secluded area. The woman later called 911 and was found safe. Hartsaw remains free on bond with a trial scheduled for October 20th. A Salem restaurant will receive more than $69,000 after receiving an agreed court settlement over damage caused during a nearby demolition project. Court records show the judgment in favor of Heggies was filed Thursday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. The case stems from a November 2024 incident when a wall from an adjacent building collapsed into the restaurant during excavation work, causing structural damage and other losses. The settlement follows earlier default rulings against the contractor and other defendants. A suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting in Youngstown. Police say 29-year-old Isaac Chapman turned himself in after officers responded to the 200 block of Bonita Avenue around 6:15 Sunday night and found a 31-year-old man dead with multiple gunshot wounds. Chapman was taken to the Mahoning County Jail and charged with murder. The victim has not been identified. The incident remains under investigation. An Austintown man is set to return to court today in a case involving aggravated murder charges after two prior mistrials. 21-year-old Darnell Jones is accused in the September 2023 shooting death of 21-year-old Tyland Lewis on Summer Street in Youngstown. The case has been delayed since his 2024 indictment, including a speedy trial waiver and other setbacks. A Canfield man has been sentenced after pleading guilty to reduced charges in a case involving a missing West Virginia teen. 32-year-old Brian Kimball admitted to misdemeanor counts of interference with custody and attempted illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. He was sentenced in Mahoning County Court to 90 days in jail, 2 years of supervised release, community service, and a mental health evaluation. The case began in May when a 15-year-old girl reported she had escaped from a Canfield home after being reported missing from West Virginia. A Trumbull County murder trial is set to begin today in the February 11th shooting death of a Youngstown teen. 18-year-old Ashad Johnson of Warren faces aggravated murder with a firearm specification, along with other felony charges. Police say 16-year-old Damar McKinney was found shot on Mahoning Avenue Northwest and later died at a hospital. Court records indicate Johnson intends to claim self-defense at trial. He has been held without bond since his arrest. Authorities are investigating a fatal motorcycle crash in Howland Township. The Highway Patrol says the crash happened just before 5:15 this morning in the westbound lanes of State Route 82 near the Route 46 exit ramp. The motorcycle struck a guardrail. The rider was taken to St. Joseph Hospital, where they later died. The victim's name has not been released. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.